Hey, I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. Now, recently, I caught up with a brand new brilliant writer, Nazneen Ahmed Pathak. Her book, City of Stolen Magic, was my Fun Kids Book of the Month. So let's find out more, shall we? So I'm joined right now on Fun Kids by brand new author, Dr. Nazneen Ahmed Pathak, author of The City of Stolen Magic. Welcome to Fun Kids.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Now, I received a copy of your book in the post. First of all, it's beautiful. I mean, I shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but what a beaut. It's a big historical adventure, basically. Starting with Chompa, tell us how we find our main character. Where do we find her?
Well, we are in Bengal in India in 1855 at the beginning of the story, and we meet Chompa. She's living in a village in Bengal with her mother, and they are both witches. So Chompa has a very powerful kind of magic, and her mother's got a different kind of magic. Chompa's forbidden from using her magic because it's so powerful and she can't really control it. She decides, being rather impatient and confident young lady, that she's going to take matters into her own hands, and she's going to prove to her mummy that she can control her magic and she should be allowed to use it. And then things go terribly wrong for her, unfortunately. There is a disaster, and as a result, Chompa's mother is abducted by a group of sinister pale men. And Chompa doesn't know who they are, where they've come from. She has to find her mother. She has to find these men and why they've taken her. She discovers that magical people are being abducted and stolen for profit as part of the colonial project of the British ruling India. And she has to travel to London, where people being taken to be sold in a museum. She's got to find her mother. She's got to get some friends to help her along the way. She travels there on a genie-powered ship with a tree instead of sails. And she makes some friends, but she also discovers that the battle that she's got to win is not just to get her mother back, but to get justice.
For all of the magic people and the people who've been taken away.
Yeah.
Of course. What a lovely little bit of the book you've given us there. That is amazing. I need to talk about Chompa. It's such an incredible character, strong and really, you know, has to take it upon herself to really save the day, essentially.
Yes. Oh, she's bold. She is impatient. She's always trying to take things into her own hands, sometimes with not so great results. But she's also clumsy, and she's never really had any friends. So one of the things that she has to learn on her journey is how to work with others, how to listen, how to let other people, especially children of her own age, into her world and get to know them. So it's really interesting where she ends up at the end of the story compared to where she begins.
Because I think if I knew I was magic, I don't think I'd listen to a lot of people.
Exactly. So you kind of get how she... Why imagine having magic and then not being allowed to use it?
I'd be curious.
Yeah.
I would,
because she really is.
Yeah, and she's really good at it, right? She's really powerful, really strong.
Yes, and it's immediate. Her magic makes things happen in the world immediately, and the magic that she's being made to learn by her mom is a very slow type of magic. It's intricate. You have to do lots of writing, and you have to learn a language in order to do it. And she's really not wanting to do any of that. She's like, what's the point? At the beginning of the story, part of it is actually learning why her mother's actually trying to get her to learn all of this as well.
Is there a particular bit of magic in the book that you love the most? Is there something that you would do yourself?
There is an amazing section in the book that is Chompa. It goes into a printing shop, into printers, and some protesters against magic have been looting and rioting, and they've destroyed everything in the printing shop, and they've ripped up all the paper. And Chompa sits down, and she doesn't really know if it's going to work or not, but she decides to try something, and she tries to make a spell to bring back the pieces of paper together and kind of join them back together again. And she's surrounded by these kind of clouds of paper that then kind of find the other pieces and kind of join together in the air. And I think it would be quite handy. It's almost like being able to do jigsaw puzzles,
yeah,
with your eyes closed or something, to be able to kind of sort through your drafts of your novel that
you have accidentally
maybe thrown away and then bring them back together again in the way she does.
Wishful thinking from you, maybe.
Yeah,
I love it. Now, also in the book, you know, she comes to England and she comes to Victorian London, which is a very different place from where she started. Did you have to research a lot about India and about Victorian Britain as well?
Luckily, I am a historian. So in my day job, I do actually research Victorian London. I've been looking at the history of Victorian London for a long time. And that's the inspiration for the story, really. It came from learning more about the different communities who lived in London. And it was a very diverse place, actually, especially in East London, near the ports and where the sailors were coming in and out from all around the world. And so I almost knew more about Victorian London, especially since we have so much more written about than I did about Victorian India. And it was that was very difficult to piece together in some ways. There's an amazing set of photographs from the British Library, which are all about Dhaka in the 19th century. And I used those a lot to kind of at least try and visualise for myself the place that Champa was exploring. And then I had to fill in a lot of gaps with my own imagination, but that's the joy of writing.
Of course. And I guess also it kind of touches on that kind of colonialism and that kind of stuff as well that we're not taught at school. I'm actually reading a book about it at the moment, and there's so many things that I didn't know.
Yes, even in terms of the reasons in which we have the different communities living in England today, that is connected to colonialism. So my book has a foreword, just a very simple sentence by a writer, which is, you were there, so we are here. We are here because you were there. And it's a very simple way of explaining that actually colonialism created some of those migration networks, those kinds of points on the map that people would come back and forth from. And that's why we have communities from all around the empire living in London and in other port cities in the 19th century. And they were the predecessors to the migrant communities that we still have everywhere in the UK now. And I didn't know that history as a child.
No.
I didn't even know that sailors from my heritage, I'm British Bangladeshi, that even though they lived in landlocked places, they used to work on the ships because of drought and famine. They used to come into London, South Shields, Cardiff, Newcastle, all these different ports, and they're coming back and forth. Some of them would jump ship. They would make their homes here, and they were living, having families in these places 150 years before my parents arrived.
Yeah, I didn't know any of this. It is incredible, isn't it? And also, I mean, what your book does very deftly is you weave in the real life stories and the magic as well. Like, is it hard to kind of put real and magic together in one book?
I don't think so, because I kind of think that in different places, magic is real.
Yeah, okay.
And in different places, history is lived as well. So I think of history as lived stories of people, but just from a different time. And I know that in different times and places, magic has not just been made up, but actually a real force that we have to contend with in the world. So I think it came together very nicely for me. What was a bit of more of a challenge was actually building a distinctive and unique magical system that would make sense in the story.
Sure, yeah.
And that took quite a lot of time.
I can imagine. It's such a beautiful book and such a wonderful story, so I can't recommend it enough. But one thing before I let you go is we do a little quick fire round of questions here on Fun Kids,
okay,
if that's okay.
Sure.
Just to get a feel for who you are as an author, I guess.
Yeah.
So first up is books or Kindles?
Books.
Books, okay. You could say Kindles,
well,
if you wanted to.
I say Kindles for reading in the dark when I'm trying to get my little daughter to sleep.
Right.
Books for relaxing with a cup of tea and biscuits.
Yeah, just feel like the weight of a good book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. Heroes or villains?
Villains.
Villains. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
I would say TV adaptation because it gives it more space.
Good answer. Witches or warlocks?
Witches.
Yeah, I thought I put that in for you. I just checking, just testing. Beginnings or endings?
Endings.
Okay. Writing or reading?
Reading, but to write.
Okay, I get that. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Hogwarts.
Yeah, me too. Laptop or write by hand?
Laptop, but usually beginnings are write by hand.
Okay, little kind of scribbles here and there. Yeah. Yep. Do you write 9 to 5 or whenever you fancy?
Whenever I can.
Just fit it in around everything else in your life. Fair enough. Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
Paddington Bear.
That was the quickest answer. All right. And finally, the last one is the big one. Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion.
No!
None of us, my family, understand how anyone can like salt and vinegar.
Really? Oh, that's where
we get it.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on this
I'm
one.
I'm afraid so.
But I'll let you off because your book is so good, so it's fine. Don't worry about it. So brilliant stuff, Anna. We should say, I believe it's out at the end of this month. Is that right? 29th?
Yes, 29th of June.
Lovely. City of Stolen Magic will be out on the 29th. Look out for a beautiful book. Nazneen, thank you so much for telling us all about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Nazneen Ahmed Batak, and what a joy that book is to read. I love anything history related and magic related, so it really fits pretty much all of my interests. If you want to find out a little bit more about some brilliant books, remember to check out Bookworms, my podcast, where you can hear all about the newest book releases and interviews with your favourite authors.